Dallas Fix, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the rainy suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can't handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. Our guest this first hour is Jennifer Salim, and her website is hybridrastamama.com. That's hybrid, H-Y-B-R-I-D, Rasta, R-A-S-T-A, and Mama, M-A-M-A.com. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. And you?
I'm good.
Well, you have a very interesting website, and you talk a lot about coconut. And one of the first things that I noticed about your website, and what drew me to invite you on the program, is the many, many, many uses of coconut oil. Now, we have had Dr. Bruce Fife on the program before, and he gave a wonderful presentation of the benefits of coconut oil. But I was really, really impressed with your long, lengthy list. I guess that's kind of redundant, but it is a long list.
It is. And in fact, it's funny. I get a lot of comments like, you know, really, how do you find this stuff out? And where do you get your information? And are there really 333 uses? And to be honest, there's far more than that. I just didn't want to overwhelm the masses. So there's an additional post in the works, but it seems like coconut oil, it's kind of like the new Windex. You know, it used to be the joke, use Windex on anything. And coconut oil now, you know, has come back into vogue, and it really is pretty incredible what it can be used for.
Right. So, now, where do people go on your website to get your list? Would that be under Coconut Health? You have a lot of them. Okay. So when you go to the website, just click on the banner Coconut Health, and it will bring up all of these pictures, images, and it says 165 uses for coconut. So I thought that we would go through some of your favorite ones today. And I mean, there's so many things that people can use it for, and I purchase quite a lot of it just to have on hand, and I use it every day.
Yeah. Oh, obviously, me too. And you know, it's the joke. I have 20 gallons of coconut oil in my house, and my husband just shakes his head, and he says, "You know what? Seriously, you're going to use all this?" And I said, "Yeah. You don't really realize how much I do go through." And it's great if you can get it in bulk like that, and you do use it a lot, because obviously it saves you a lot of money to get, you know, a larger quantity. But once you start using it and incorporating it in, you know, every way possible, you really realize, wow, it's pretty incredible what it works for. And you know, I'm happy to be able to share that with everybody. And I think there's a lot of little hidden secrets about coconut oil that most people don't realize.
Well, today, hopefully we will find out. And I do have some big buckets, but I do not have as much coconut oil as you do on hand. And I've used it on my hair. I've used it on my face, just all over. And I also do oil pulling with it.
Yes, it's fabulous for oil pulling. Fabulous.
All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And our guest this first hour is Jennifer Salim at Hybrid Rasta Mama. That is hybridrastamama.com. And somebody in the chat room said, what is oil pulling? So why don't we start there and have you explain to us what it is and how it can benefit us.
Absolutely. So, obviously, something that, it truly varies from country to country in terms of, how people tend to their teeth. But something that has been done for ages is called oil pulling. And it's a very, very easy process. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes per day. And does take a little getting used to at first. But basically what happens is the healing organisms in certain oils, and in this case I always recommend coconut oil since it is the most powerful one out there, they will attach and pull toxins from your bloodstream. And, people think, well, okay, swishing oil in your mouth, how does that work? But basically what it's doing is by oil pulling, you're rinsing your mouth with the oil. And the toxins will attach to the oil's mucous membranes. And you spit it out. Obviously, you do not want to swallow that and introduce those harmful toxins back into your system. But really, it leads to improved health for a variety of, different conditions. The reasons that people will oil pull are wide and varied. Some are, strictly related to dental health and starting the healing process for tooth decay. Oil pulling can, whiten your teeth. It can help with issues related to gingivitis and gum disease. But it also pulls toxins, as I said, out of your entire bloodstream and your body. So I do know people have used it successfully to treat migraines. when they've had certain skin conditions, eczema, other dermatitis. Some people have even had great success using it for issues with insomnia. So, you know, it goes a lot farther than just dental health, although a lot of people, you know, kind of get turned on to oil pulling because they are battling issues with tooth decay, and, you know, they've done some research and said, you know, this is kind of interesting. So the one thing with oil pulling is you do want to start slow. A lot of people, you know, will go online and maybe do some research and say, oh, okay, I have to sit here and keep this oil and swish it in my mouth for 20 minutes. You really want to work up to that, as with anything, because if you detoxify too heavily all at once, your body just can't handle that load. And, of course, then you might experience some feelings I kind of liken them to a flu-ish type of symptom. And that is your body's way of detoxing. But to avoid that, you do want to start slow. And a lot of people do experience, you know, kind of an intensity to whatever symptom it is they're trying to address through the oil pulling. And you mentioned that, you know, you've done oil pulling, so I don't know if you experience that yourself, but oftentimes it can make something you're trying to fix worse before it gets better. And that's just how the detoxifying process does work.
Right. Yes, I have experienced a die-off symptoms from on another issue. But the oil pulling, I've been doing it for, oh gosh, maybe 3 years. A friend of mine introduced me to it and lent me a book. And I used to use grapeseed oil for to do it. But then after I found out about the benefits of coconut, then I switched, and it has a much better taste and feel. And why don't you tell the listeners how to go about it? You know,
absolutely.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say it's best to do it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. If another time is better, that's fine. But really the key is to make sure that you have an empty stomach. So really before a meal is ideal. You want the oil to attack your issues, not food particles in your mouth. You know, anything left over in your mouth. So you want to brush your teeth, but only with water. You don't want to use any toothpaste or anything like that before oil pulling. And then basically you take about a tablespoon of oil in your mouth. And again, you may have to work up to the amount that you're using. So sometimes just starting with that teaspoonful. And swish it through the teeth gently. You're not swishing like you would with mouthwash. It's not, you know, an intense swish. It's just kind of rolling it around in your mouth. And you know, some people like to just go side to side, but it really is important to have that rolling action. And you want it to get in every crack and crevice, not just that back and forth. And, you know, it is tough at first to, you know, not swallow. It's like, whoa, okay, my body wants to, what's going on? I can't keep this in. And, you know, that's why I always tell people, hey, you know what? If you're at that point that you want to swallow, just spit it out, do it again the next day. You know, again, you may have to work up. Same with if it becomes unpleasant because you're just not used to it. So, you know, if you start gagging or anything like that, just spit it out and try to go longer the next day. And basically after anywhere from that 15 to 20 minute mark, the oil has become saturated with the toxins, and the oil itself will be almost a milky consistency.
Yes.
Very white, thin, very thin at that point. And that's when you want to go ahead and spit it out. If the oil still has kind of a yellowish tint to it, you have not pulled out all the toxins yet. So kind of keep going at that point if you can. And it's very important. Oh, go ahead.
What is it about the oil rather than use some sort of like a hydrogen peroxide swish? Why is it the oil does
the
something
oil
more?
Is- Yeah, hydrogen peroxide does not have the capability of having the toxins bind to it. So it's different because hydrogen peroxide isn't going to go in with the same, it doesn't have the lauric acid, and really it's the lauric acid that goes in and does all the tough work in drawing toxins out of your system. So while hydrogen peroxide certainly has its place for dental issues, it's not going to work at a deeper level. And again, the coconut oil, It goes in there, and it just has this binding ability about it that allows all of these toxins to pull out and attach to it. And that's what you want, because, you know, a lot of the mouthwashes and rinses, when you're looking at just the dental health piece, you know, sure, they might get in there and kill some bacteria, but that's all they do. You know, they don't take it a step further, and, you know, they can't handle the antifungal piece. So if you have yeasts in your system, a candida type of situation, hydrogen peroxide can't attack that. Also, hydrogen peroxide is not an anti-inflammatory, whereas coconut oil is. So if you're looking at suppressing inflammation in your tissues and in your body and actually repairing tissues, not going to do that with hydrogen peroxide. And actually, hydrogen peroxide does have some downsides, too. It thins your tissues, so it can actually open up pathways for more toxins to get into your bloodstream.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about an anti-inflammatory factor in this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, inflammation is present whenever you have any kind of disease or any kind of health issue,
yep,
like arthritis or something, which I'm fortunate I don't have anything like that. Can this affect or help any kind of inflammation in your gut?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Coconut oil is fantastic for gut health, and it's for a variety of reasons. And coconut oil alone will not cure a gut issue. I mean, there are so many factors involved in a healthy gut, but coconut oil basically works in tandem with things like probiotic-rich foods or a probiotic supplement, other healing foods, and you know, everybody's gut health and how they're going about it is different, because obviously you can have somebody on the extreme end with like a Crohn's or ulcerative colitis type of situation, which is much more severe than perhaps somebody who just has weakened gut flora and is maybe experiencing, you know, some sporadic reactions to certain foods and how the body is processing them. But really the coconut oil, when you're looking at gut health first, from a cleansing standpoint, coconut oil is very, very good at preventing constipation. And actually, I just posted about this yesterday. And it's fantastic because it goes in, it's very fibrous, but it's a gentle fiber. And it cleanses the colon really by metabolism rate. So what that's doing is it's letting your system break down food faster and more effectively, which is great because, you know, when you get constipated, your food isn't moving through your system properly. And coconut oil allows basically your system to purge, you know, in a more effective manner. And then it also repairs and strengthens your entire digestive system, particularly your colon. It can help balance stomach pH, even improve the tone of your intestinal muscles. So, you know, really starting just from kind of that getting things moving properly factor, coconut oil plays a real key role in that. And then it goes much deeper than that in terms of working with irritable bowel syndrome and inflammatory bowel disease. And, you know, all the things that can happen because of poor gut health. So, you know, and again, it comes back down to that lauric acid, which is one of the medium-chain triglycerides that coconut oil is known for. And I'm sure when you had Dr. Fife on, he you know, covered that quite a bit. But coconut oil, you know, gets into your gut. It works on any of the little microbes that are in there. Again, anything in terms of the fungal properties, and it digs deep, and it actually can change the structure of your gut, believe it or not.
Wow. All righty, we do have a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. Our guest this first hour is Jennifer Salim, and her website is hybridrastamama.com. And so in addition to pulling with coconut oil, we should also be using it how? Should we? I mean, I put it on gluten-free bread. I've actually just taken a spoonful of it. And, I mean, it has a very, very pleasant taste. How else may we use it? We can cook with it.
Absolutely. You can basically replace coconut oil, replace any sort of fat with coconut oil. So if you are typically used to cooking with butter or another oil, you can use coconut oil. And I think it's important to note, because some people maybe do not enjoy the taste of coconut, and that's fine. There are other options. You don't always have to use the coconut oil that tastes like coconuts. An unrefined coconut oil, which is also known as virgin or extra virgin coconut oil, that's the one that has not been changed with any heat processes, and therefore, because it's the purest oil and the least processed, it's going to have that mild coconut taste to it, which a lot of people find works better in baked goods. Because it just works with a baked good. You don't scramble eggs in something that tastes like coconut oil, and that might be a turnoff for somebody to, you know, have coconut scrambled eggs. If you're doing more sauteing or using it in, something other than maybe a baking situation, a refined coconut oil, which is also known as expeller pressed coconut oil, that might be better for somebody who really doesn't want that coconut taste to it. They are both equally healthy. It's just always, of course, better to get something in its most natural raw state, so an unrefined coconut oil will retain a bit more in terms of the health benefits. But again, it's okay if you can't stand the taste of coconut. By all means, get the coconut oil in your cooking and use a refined coconut oil. The only one that you never want to use in cooking is fractionated, because this actually is the coconut oil where manufacturers remove all of the long-chain medium fatty acids, and that's what makes coconut oil work. So you obviously don't want to purchase a fractionated coconut oil if you're using it for the health benefits. A lot of people use the fractionated coconut oil when they're doing soap making, and that's fine because, you know, you can add other ingredients in to give it beneficial properties. But I still use, when I do any sort of skincare products, I still use the virgin coconut oil because I like to retain as many of the health benefits. But, yeah, absolutely. Put in some tea or coffee. Let it melt. Stir it in. Drink it down that way. You can add it to smoothies. Take it by the spoonful, like you said. A lot of people like to, you know, add a tiny bit of honey in there. And, you know, take it down the hatch that way, too. So, really, however you can get it in, be it cooking or taking it straight, adding it to a beverage, it's going to be beneficial. So I make sure that I literally put it in anything that's going in my mouth.
Oh, okay. Well, I use the virgin coconut oil. And you can get it solid, or you can also get it liquid. And so for oil pulling, I have both on hand. What are your thoughts on the liquid coconut oil?
Well, I've actually been doing a lot of research on that, and I think it's important to clarify that coconut oil, depending on where your geographic region is, right now for me, all my coconut oil is liquid because it's hot here. So coconut oil in my house, by the time our house hits about 77 degrees, my coconut oil has melted. And during the cooler months, it's a solid form, so you know, I have to end up melting it down. So I think it's important to note that, because during this time of year in my region, you're going to be buying coconut oil that's melted.
Right.
There is a brand out there that comes liquefied year-round, and I have been doing a lot of research on that, and I have to say I do have some concerns about the process that they use to make that into a liquid form.
Right.
It does involve them adding some things back that they have to take out, and I always get concerned when you're taking something out and adding it back in. So I personally would not use that for a situation where you're really trying to do some very targeted, heavy-duty healing.
Okay.
I would rely on the unrefined coconut oil that, you know, would be in solid form. And again, the liquid version still has some benefits, but again, I'm still doing a lot of research on that because I do have some concerns about how they process that.
Right. I have also. I thought, well, how did they get it to stay this way? And and you can certainly solidify the solid coconut oil. I mean, it's,
you know,
just put in a little bit of warm water, you know, put it in a little container, put it in a little bit of warm water and let it solidify or liquefy.
Yeah, and never microwave it. I think that's
important. Oh, no, never microwave anything.
Never microwave anything, but yeah, especially not coconut oil because, boom, there goes your health benefits.
Exactly. Okay, you have a coconut oil and acne. So this is very, very good for your skin. I put it on my face and, as I say, put it in my hair. Some people put it all over their body, which I think is probably a pretty good thing to do.
Yeah, and it always surprises people. You know, they'll ask me, wow, your skin is gorgeous. You know, how do you do that? And I said, I use one product, coconut oil. And it really is pretty amazing. You would think it's odd to put an oil on your skin and have your skin really look great, but it works.
It really does. All righty, we do have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cow Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this first hour is Jennifer Salim, and her website is hybridrastamama.com, and people can sign up to get your regular emails. And in fact, if you do sign up, don't you have a free gift or a recipe or something that you share with them?
I have a free ebook, and it's actually called A Muffin a Month. So it is 12 muffin recipes, and, you know, it's themed based on the seasonal ingredients that are available that month. And what I've done, actually, is I've made it user-friendly where, you know, whether you are gluten-free, grain-free, still using, you know, basic whole wheat, white flour, whatever your favorite flour method is, I have created the recipes so you can alter them to suit your needs. So, you know, it can appeal to a wide variety of cooking styles. And I send out a weekly newsletter just kind of recapping what's gone on my blog. And oftentimes there's some exclusive content, recipes that, you know, aren't available on my blog. So it's a fun, not spammy newsletter.
Right, right. I get that newsletter, and I got that the free booklet with the recipes, and I looked at every one, and I thought, wow, these are really wonderful. They really are.
Good.
Really wonderful
Good.
Recipes. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the skin and using
Yep.
coconut oil. It's good for getting rid of acne, and you also have something, I'm jumping ahead, but you also have something about blood type. And coconut oil. So maybe
yeah.
give us a little bit more information about use of coconut oil on the skin, and then mm-hmm. talk to us about the blood type.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, quickly about the acne situation, you know, as I mentioned, coconut oil really works for inflammation. And all acne is, whatever the root cause, it's really just an inflamed oil gland. So the coconut oil gets in there and really works on that inflammation. And again, because the lauric acid has that antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral properties about it, it just goes in there as kind of like an antiseptic type of oil, and it helps prevent more infections, and it eliminates any of the bacterial infections that already are there. So really, it's very, very effective. You just want to make sure that you're opening up your pores before you put the coconut oil on. So getting your face wet with warm water or putting a warm washcloth over and letting those pores open up, and then putting the coconut oil directly on your either blemishes, or just rub it all over your face, let it soak in. You can then, if you want, wipe it off after 5 or 10 minutes. Just take another warm washcloth and gently wipe it in downward strokes. Otherwise, you can just let the oil soak in and then do more work. So, you know, if you're not having to leave the house and go somewhere where you don't mind having that greasy look, just let it sit on there and do its work. Otherwise, go ahead and wipe some of it off, but try to leave some on so, you know, it offers that moisturizing property. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, gosh, my skin's already oily. I don't need, more moisture. But it kind of goes back to, you know, that math concept of negative, negative equals positive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have oily skin, you actually want to put that coconut oil on there, and it helps, believe it or not, absorb the oil that you don't want, and it gets the good oils in there working to heal, to really help your skin regenerate new clean skin cells that don't have those bacteria in them that are causing the clogged pores. So, yeah, really great. Use it all over your body. Like I said, it's very, very nourishing. It gets in there deeply. And, again, it can heal anything from, like an eczema type of situation to other types of skin conditions. It even works on things like warts, believe it or not. It can help get warts under control. So no matter what your skin issue is, coconut oil is great, great for it.
Wow. Okay. Talk to us about the blood type. You also have a link here for digestive disorders and colon health, which you've already kind of referred to. You also talk about it with cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
We should have scheduled you for 6 hours or something.
I know. I was telling somebody, I can wax on about coconut oil all day long. So, yes, the blood type, and, you know, it's funny because I wrote about the blood type diet and, you know, just kind of the information that's been presented on that as a whole, and then my thoughts on it. And quite frankly, you know, I think with everything, there is some value and there's some merit. You do the research, you take what works for you, and I do think that, you know, truly some people do have situations where their particular blood type maybe is not compatible with a food. And everybody panics, oh my gosh, I have blood type O or B, and I'm not supposed to be consuming coconut products. You know, this isn't good. Coconut oil is so healing. So first and foremost, I mean, I'm not a medical professional, so I you know, can't say if you really are subscribing to the blood type diet, oh gosh, you know, you should or shouldn't take this. But in my personal opinion, coconut oil has so much value that if your body can handle it, aside from, you know, if you're having kind of that die-off reaction because you're trying to, you know, tackle something specific, but if in general your body can have it and you're not having any, odd effects from taking it, then, you know, keep on taking it regardless of what the blood type diet says. Really, I think that, the issue comes from how your body assimilates something, and, you know, the blood type diet is based on that. And in theory, regarding coconut was not a food that was consumed by hunter-gatherers in the African plains. The blood type diet goes back to, you know, okay, what were these hunter-gatherer nomads on the African plains consuming? And as type O blood type is an original human blood type, obviously that's not something that was, you know, I guess you could say kind of passed down in their DNA as something that they were able to handle. So, you know, I think we've evolved quite a bit as a species. Our DNA has definitely changed. So I think that while there could be merit for somebody that maybe coconut oil is not compatible with their blood type, overall, I think, again, the health benefits are just too much to ignore. And I would, that's the one food I would say, you know what, give it a go. You know, I just don't think that it's worth cutting out of your diet, especially if you're having success with it.
What can it do for cholesterol, high cholesterol?
Yes. Well, again, coconut oil was, you know, it was the oil that was used long ago and far away. And, you know, everybody got all concerned about cholesterol, and all of a sudden we couldn't have coconut oil. It clogged our pores. Don't eat eggs. Don't eat fat. Don't eat butter. And obviously that has changed, and now everybody's eating butter and eating healthy fats and having coconut oil. So what it comes down to is how your body processes a particular fat. And really, I mean, cholesterol is important. And I think, you know, cholesterol has been demonized, and people don't realize that, hey, we actually need cholesterol in our body. You don't want to get rid of it completely. And if you don't have enough cholesterol, believe it or not, your body's going to make more. So there's kind of this fallacy that, well, if you don't eat cholesterol-containing products, then you're not going to have high cholesterol because your body isn't going to be, you know, holding on to all this cholesterol. But that's not true. Your body will make cholesterol regardless of if you're consuming it. So what coconut oil does is it goes in there and it tells your body, hey, we need to make the good cholesterol, the beneficial cholesterol. And yes, coconut oil definitely has a very high saturated fatty acid content, but the virgin coconut oil is a plant-based saturated fat, and it actually goes in there, it goes into the liver, and it's converted into energy. So it's not stored as a fat like a lot of the other fats that unfortunately have been man-made. And touted as, hey, these are good for cholesterol. So because it's very easily metabolized and it doesn't really require anything extra by the body to process, it's not going to get stored in the arteries and clog them up. So it won't raise that bad cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, and instead it helps raise the HDL level, which balances out that bad cholesterol. And really what you're looking for is a good balance between the two, a good ratio. Anything that can create inflammation inside the body, which these days is all that man-made refined vegetable oil, that actually is going to raise the LDL. So coconut oil is a great swap if you've been using vegetable oils thinking, hey, that's going to lower my cholesterol. It isn't. It's going to make it worse.
I can't imagine using vegetable oil for just for anything.
I know, right?
And well, olive oil and coconut
exactly,
oil.
Exactly. And you know, but unfortunately, we've been misguided about what is healthful in our society, and a lot of people are still on the vegetable oil train, thinking, "Hey, this is great stuff," but it does more harm than good. So, yeah, coconut oil gets in there and creates that favorable ratio, and. And again, like I said, because it's converted into energy, it's not stored as fat, which also makes it great if you're concerned about weight loss. Coconut oil is not going to go in there and get stored as fat. So people look at it and think, oh my gosh, it's so high in calories. It's a fat. But again, it's going to convert to energy, which for weight loss is great because it will raise your metabolism that way.
Okay. You also have an indication that coconut oil is good for head lice and good for thyroid issues. Mm-hmm. And it's an immune booster. I mean, there's just so many things that it's good for.
Yes. And again, it really just comes down to it being such a powerhouse with the medium chain fatty acids. And I get a lot of emails related to how does this work for thyroid health? And I have to be careful with that because, you know, the thyroid is a very, very delicate situation. And in coconut oil, yes, you can take it to help with thyroid issues. Is it going to cure it alone? You know what? That's hard to say. There have been studies done that for some people it has had a very, very positive impact, especially related to Hashimoto's. But Hashimoto's is an autoimmune thyroid issue. Again, autoimmune being inflammation. So it works very differently and probably more effectively on Hashimoto's than potentially other thyroid issues. So I never would tell somebody, hey, stop taking all your thyroid medicines and start taking coconut oil. No, it would need to be a tandem process under medical guidance. And potentially, yes, you may be able to reduce or even completely get off of thyroid medications, but there is a lot more involved than just coconut oil. So I want to make sure that your listeners, you know, who are thinking, oh, hey, great, you know, I can just take some coconut oil and my thyroid's going to operate properly. That's probably the trickiest health issue to tackle in general. And again, coconut oil can definitely help, but it's not a cure-all for thyroid issues.
All righty. You say that you can treat bug bites and bee stings with coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that.
Yes, actually, my husband just got attacked by wasps the other day, so I said, hang on, let me get the coconut oil. It does a lot. If you have a bug bite, bee sting, anything like that, I've used it. Actually, my daughter picked up a tick and used it for that. It's going to pull the toxins out. So, you know, any of, and obviously every bug's a little bit different. But it immediately gets to the depth of the wound and it starts grabbing all those toxins and pulling it out. It's going to kill any of the bacteria that they have gotten in there simply from having something poke into your skin, and then it's going to really soothe and reduce that inflammation. So it's great if you can get it right on. It's going to heal that area 10 times faster than if you just did nothing. So very, very good at, both the soothing piece, but then also the healing piece. The only thing that you would not want to rely on coconut oil for is if you were bit by, say, a rattlesnake or
right.
a poisonous spider. It does not have the capability to draw out those poisons. So
right.
there's a difference between toxin going into your system from a bee sting. And of course, if you're allergic to bees, again, that's a whole different, situation.
Sure.
But, it's great at making sure that, what was injected from the bug doesn't go any further than it, did. And again, the key
okay.
is getting it on there right away. My husband was stung multiple times and, you know what? He was fine. We got it right on him, and he said, oh, boy, usually when I get stung, it kind of starts to swell up and itch and burn, and he had none of that. So, yeah, that was the first time that we got to try it on more than
Good.
One little bite at a time.
That's great. So it made a convert of him then.
Yes, yes.
Alrighty,
believe it or not, he's skeptical.
can a person overdose on coconut oil?
No, that's probably one of my most popular posts now, because there is the misconception that when you start taking coconut oil and you don't feel so good from it, that maybe you've taken too much, or gosh, I had half a cup of coconut oil today. Oh, what's that going to do to me? You're not going to OD on coconut oil. And, again, unless you're allergic to it and have a true allergy to coconut, that's a whole different ballgame. But really, when you are in a pretty good state of health and you're using coconut oil for maintenance, your body isn't going to have much of a reaction to it in terms of die-off. It's when you have a situation going on in your body that you need to tackle, and maybe you don't even know about it. Maybe you think you're in pristine health, but you start taking coconut oil and all of a sudden you're feeling pretty cruddy, you're feeling a little fluish or just tired and run down. Maybe the coconut oil is kind of nauseating you. And that's not a sign that you've overdosed necessarily. It's you may have started out with more than your body could handle because you do have an issue to tackle. But the coconut oil is getting in there and doing its work. And sometimes part of its work means, you know what, you're going to feel cruddy because your body needs to focus on healing. And that's a sign, you know, I tell people, think about it. It just makes sense. Your body doesn't feel good when it's trying to heal something. It's trying to get you to rest. And oftentimes, you know, we ignore that and we just think, ugh, you know, but it's, you know, your body starts to not feel good as a mechanism to get you to go lay down, you know, and we're a society where we can't slow down. We have to do 100 things, you know, in 5 minutes.
People used to rest when they were sick. They used to stay in bed and they used to eat chicken soup and that kind of thing, but we just don't do that anymore. We just forge ahead.
Yeah, and it's too bad because it does tax our bodies terribly, and you know, and it's not good for us to do that. So I kind of like the fact that coconut oil does do that and go in there and make you feel a little cruddy if you're addressing an issue, and hopefully people listen and go lay down.
Sure. Alrighty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this first hour has been Jennifer Saleem. Her website is hybridrastamama.com. Please go there, sign up to get her newsletter, look at all of the various links that she has, It's a fabulous, fabulous website, and everyone needs to go there and visit. Wonderful. Alrighty. We had a question, an email question. Does coconut oil get old, out of date? Is there an expiration date on it?
Well, coconut oil will come with an expiration date. I mean, everything food now has to. But coconut oil won't go rancid like a lot of the other oils. So, you know, you have to go with your comfort level. But honestly, you can keep coconut oil a really long time. And, you know, especially if it's been sealed and not opened, or if it's opened and used regularly, I mean, you're not going to have that problem anyway. But, yeah, coconut oil typically doesn't go bad. And, you know, I actually keep my huge 5-gallon tubs, out in the garage. It's never been destroyed by heat or had an issue. I know a lot of people have used coconut oil several years past the expiration date. So it's a very shelf-stable oil, almost unheard of for it to go rancid, unlike some of the, you know, more delicate oils. So that makes it great, too, because, you know, you're typically not going to end up wasting it.
All righty. Could we revisit just the oil pulling issue? Will this assist people in pulling metal out of the body?
You know what? It can. Now, that's kind of tricky because heavy metal detoxification often involves a lot of different processes. It's something that I'm learning a lot more about. I have a dear friend of mine who has been going through heavy metal detox, and I've been following her journey. And she has done oil pulling, but she personally didn't find that it was enough to do all the heavy metal detox. And, you know, she has taken some other natural products, which kind of kick-started it a bit more. And then she did find that as she took those products and started oil pulling again, boom, that was kind of the, you know, the little push that the coconut oil needed. So, you know, again, I think coconut oil is great. Sometimes it can only do so much for certain people. And again, it, you know, it really depends on, I think, how, you know, deep your heavy metal issues go. For some people, you know, maybe it's not as much, and then oil pulling possibly could be the only thing that you need. And for others, who maybe have deeper issues, they need to look at some other products.
Okay. Well, it certainly has been wonderful having you on the program, and we need to do this again, have you on for the full 2 hours, because you're just full of information, and I really suggest that people visit your website, hybridrastamama.com, sign up for the newsletter, and so thank you so much, Jennifer.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to the opportunity to come back.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.